Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Flynn. Hold on to your cotton balls and be prepared to have your training for 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Live Cast. Brought to you by MetalInjection.com.
Yeah!
All right. Only 3 minutes late this week.
You know, and I have to say, I think we might finally have a fourth thing.
What? I don't know about that.
I'm 3D. That's Rob. Sitting in the beautiful Brooklyn studios to my right is Sid.
The lovely Sid filling in for the lovely Noah.
Hey.
Now.
Sid had the bright idea to pretend he was Noah and just say that he had a cold. I fucked it up.
Oh, we're allowed to curse on this?
Oh, shit. Ah.
It is the internet.
Yeah, that's right.
That's dandy.
Yeah. But we probably should limit it to like 40 curses an hour or something like that.
Well, let me throw one in right now. Darn tootin'. I think that counts as two, right?
Yeah, well, we got a big, big, big show today. Rob, what's on the agenda?
Oh, man. Oh, man. Making her debut on the show is somebody from our past that people listening probably have no idea who this person is. But she's very important to us. She is our official news correspondent. Her name is Miss Divitelli.
She's an Italian broad.
That's right. And many of you people might ask yourselves when she comes on, what is an old Italian woman doing on a metal live podcast?
And we don't have an answer.
We don't really know. We don't really know, actually. But the truth is, though, she's a lonely woman, and she has some money, so she paid us, and we like money. So.
Well, she let you off the hook for your first 2 months of rent, I think, in exchange for being on the air.
I really didn't want to be that direct with
her. She's
it,
Rob's but. Landlady. So.
Yeah. It wasn't just for getting on the air that she let him off the hook.
What else would she like?
Getting on something else first. I held the camera, so I mean.
Rob likes him a little bit on the mature side.
That is untrue.
Hey, you know what they say, if there's snow on the roof, put a log in the fireplace.
Oh, wow.
That's Rob's motto.
Oh,
all right, Metal Injection live cast. Right here in beautiful Brooklyn, New York.
We do have a bell. You can ring the bell. See, every time you say something wacky, you ring the bell.
We're on the Z Morning Metal Injection Zoo right here in New York City. It's 72 degrees. No, it's not.
So one thing I realized from the last show is, you know, we kept giving away our phone number.
Right.
And the thing is, seeing as though this is on the internet, there's only one way to really listen, and that's through a specific webpage that we've linked to on Blog Talk Radio. And in really big letters on that website is our phone number. So we don't even have to give it out. It's right there in front of you, people.
It wouldn't hurt to give it out once in a blue moon, though.
Should this be that once?
What if people like really like the show but can't read or something?
Well, then how would they find out about the show in the first place?
Let's say like their mom got them to the webpage and then their mom had to go. And like,
well, theoretically, if they can't read, wouldn't their mom have to dial the number for them?
Yeah, but, you know, that's as far as I'm going with this analogy.
Well, when people are illiterate, does that mean they can't read numbers, too? I don't know. How does that work?
True.
Is there different levels of illiteracy? Like, certain illiterates can read numbers, so they're like the kings of the illiterates?
Actually, Stephen Hawking was illiterate, but he can just do numbers.
Well, he invented numbers. So.
Yes, so it evens out. Rob!
What am I missing here?
So you explain to me where Noah is again?
Hey, Noah
has an actual job.
Shocking revelation.
That cunt.
And
they're having their Christmas party this week, as I'm sure like every other job did.
Mm-hmm.
And so Noah feels it's more important to get drunk with a bunch of people that she spends most of the year talking shit about than being on the goddamn radio.
Wouldn't it be funny if they were listening to this right now and you just said that?
That's the party.
But they're at the party. Wouldn't it be great if she's at the party and she's like,
party.
She's like, I'm doing this podcast and it's great and I really want everyone to listen right now. And that's what we said. So, Noah, if you're fired, good.
I think the only logical conclusion would be to prank the shit out of her right now.
Well, she's She's probably on her. She's like on the train right now, probably.
Oh, fuck.
Coming back.
Can you prank her voicemail?
Is her voicemail like notable or entertaining in any way?
No, I don't think it used to be, but not anymore.
Damn it.
So what's in the news, guys?
Well, before you do that, do we have stuff that we're giving away this week?
Oh, we have so much stuff. Why don't you grab that stack?
Hold on.
Over
the studio
there.
Is massive. I have to.
We have a huge studio. Darren has to.
Apparently, the first giveaway is a Netflix movie, which is
no.
pretty cool.
No,
a $25
value. And just make sure. Yeah, it's not that either. The thing you have, what you're holding in your hand right there, that's not given awayable. Those two things. Yes. Okay. The rest is up for grabs, ladies and gentlemen. We have a ton of crap, and you could have it. So, why don't you read off some of the stuff that we might be giving away tonight?
Is any of this stuff like autographed or anything?
No.
All right. It looks like a Sepultura. Oh, it's a whole album. I thought it was just a single. Sepultura. We have a.
Hey, that's not a bad giveaway. The new Sepultura record.
New Sepultura record.
What's the name of the record, Dan?
Alex.
Alex.
Look, it's got a hyphen, dude. A hyphen Lex.
Oh.
Hey, so we're ready to make fun of Darren. Let's all make fun of Darren.
Lex.
We have, hey, you read them off.
No, you read them off. It's funnier this way.
Okay, we have Perry Como, the greatest hits of the 50s and
that's
60s.
Not even sad.
Yeah, Rob, you do it.
No, you totally have to do it.
Here,
I'll do it. I might as well serve a purpose.
You gotta make fun of me.
Well, some of these are CDs that we got like at a comedy show, so I'm guessing you're not going to give those away, are you? Like, this
why not?
Is, what is this? This is a sampler from Sub Pop called Happy Birthday to Me. All you metalheads, I know you love the Shins. So
I guess that's
Fold.
I guess we're not giving that one away.
Yeah.
That's a keeper.
What about Evile? An Evile CD still in plastic, so you could go and resell it.
And Earache Band.
Three exclusive tracks and a 2-hour DVD. Free bonus woven patch and guitar pick.
Evile should be like a website that sells really disgusting things on the internet, like turds.
Like rotten.com?
Yeah, they just ship turds to you. And you bid on them auction style.
I know a guy who used to do that. Except he wasn't by request. It was only,
he just pooped on his
computer.
He deemed
you were poop worthy. Antagonist? An Antagonist album.
Antagonist. That's a band on Metal Blade.
How about Severed Savior? Yes, Severed Savior. Yeah, I know the metalheads love alliterative bands.
Mm-hmm.
Severed Savior.
Do metalheads know what alliterative means?
Why are you demeaning your audience?
Well, now they have a reason to look it up.
The Backstreet Boys, they were alliterative.
Yeah. Well,
they were
in between.
And they were just illiterate.
Now, with this one, I don't know what the band name is. Crowpath? Is that the band name?
Yeah.
All right, pass. Nobody's going to want that.
It's actually a pretty good band, you prejudiced motherfucker.
Crowpath, come on. Come on. As Eden Burns. How about that? Are they good?
When your band name sounds has the word as in it, it's a bad sign, I think.
It's like, yeah, this should be like a no adverb rule.
Yeah.
The band's name.
Yeah. Can you explain to the metalheads at home what an adverb is?
Why are you demeaning your audience, bro? Hey, it's Grammar Injection right here from Brooklyn, New York. Woo! Next week, we're going to be doing propositions. No, it's prepositions, Darren.
Now, why don't
preposition
you explain
eight.
To everyone
what?
Why don't you explain to everyone what a preposition is?
Why don't you get off the computer and join the fray?
I'm promoting this goddamn radio show that I'm sure two people are listening
yes,
to.
Yes, everybody tune in to hear us promote the show on other sites. That's the whole show. It's just Rob typing away.
Well,
yeah.
Listen. If the two people that are listening now go into rooms and spam, there'll be
yeah.
eight people listening.
Yeah, come on. We need a Metal Injection live cast.
It's the most postmodern live cast of all time. Even while it's happening, we're already just moving on. Terminal Function.
Terminal Function, all right.
Is that a record label or a band?
I don't know.
Terry
I've never.
Measuring the Abstract is the name of the album, apparently. All right.
Not a terrible name for an album.
It's measuring it with a graduated cylinder. we've covered grammar. We're not doing lab science.
Ms. Vole is listening, so that's she'll like that.
Who? Oh, Ms. Vole. I know her.
Cunningham.
She had blonde hair.
Yes.
Right? Holy
wow.
Shit.
Wow.
I didn't even know you went to Cunningham.
Anybody else? If we have any fellow Cunningham alumni.
We had guys from Canada calling in last week.
Lots of Canadians.
And they were fighting with each other. Two guys from Canada were like beefing.
They're yeah. very territorial up there. So, you know, one of them is a Winnipeg
like,
Jets fan.
He's like, yeah, a Winnipeg Jets. Dale Howard Chuck. All right, now we're getting way off topic. But no, the one guy calls in. He's like, yeah, man, I'm on a fucking army base. What the fuck
that
was he?
That guy was from, like, Nevada or something.
California.
Oh, California.
I pay better attention than you,
apparently. Yeah, but, yeah.
Way to support the troops, Dick.
Let me ask you a question, Sid. Could you hear us right now in your room?
You want to go check?
Your
way of getting me out of here.
You want to make right. sure? No, that wasn't intentional at all.
Yes, it was.
So the other releases that we have is Book of Black Earth. Book of Black Earth.
With is that a Puffy album?
Horoscopus. And
is it like featuring? Like,
no, that's the name of the title.
Ja Rule featuring.
Then there's a band called SSS. Another earache majesty.
Is Ja Rule collaborating on that anywhere?
What was that, Dan?
What are you doing? Don't do this to me. All right. Wait. Everybody brace yourself.
What's the file? I don't even know the file name. Yeah.
Did It Again? Biker Boy soundtrack?
There we go.
Why am I helping you find this horrific file that nobody wants to hear?
This is Ja Rule and Metallica, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me talk it up like a DJ. Let's start it over. Hey, we got Horoscopus and coming up later in the program at hour two. Right now, we're going to listen to a little bit of Ja Rule with some band called Metallica that hasn't done anything about 20 years. I don't know why he's collaborating with them, but let's take a look. The thing I love. Oh! Yeah. The thing I love. Let that play. The background, Rob. Out of my fucking console. What I love about this song is that it's just so obvious that Metallica did never set foot in the same state as Ja Rule.
Yeah. No. The producer is probably just like, hey, do you guys have, like, anything you threw out, any lyrics or riffs that we could just use? And they're like, yeah, we got something. And that's the song.
But the lyrics don't even match. Like, he's like, you know, Ja Rule's all like, yeah, we did it again. Yeah, we the shit, you know, whatever. Yeah. And then Metallica's like, more than this. Nevermore, you're whipping boy. Like, what?
Yeah, like, what does that mean?
It doesn't even, first of all, it doesn't mean anything to begin with, but then, like, in context, it means even less. Are you on the phone with Noah? Tell her to come here.
No, she actually just texted me saying that she won't be able to make
it. Such an inconsiderate cunt.
I'm going to tell her to call the show right now.
Better.
May I make one comment on this Ja Rule song?
Sorry. Do it.
You don't think that in a tiny recess of James Hetfield's mind, he thought maybe this would be their Walk This Way?
Oh, geez.
You don't think, like, you think they didn't give a shit at all. Do you think that maybe it was the exact opposite?
Can you pick?
No, I don't, because there was, like, when the collaboration was about to happen, like, you know, there was, like, hype, there was a news report and everything, but it came out and nobody said anything. Like, the only way,
because once it happened, it was awful. But
yeah.
While they were doing it, you don't think he thought this is going to be our Walk This Way and we're going to just be huge again?
Oh man,
I know.
We're going to be playing Super Bowl halftime. It's going to be awesome.
Well, this was right after. This came out right after I Disappeared, so I think they thought that was going to be like breakthrough, like soundtrack busting song, you know. But I know one thing. I know Ja Rule has completely no idea who Metallica is.
Oh, yeah?
Singing on this song, because he's like, yeah, we got Metallica. we got Metallica. Like, they just said, all right, Metallica's going to be on this song. And he's like, yeah, we got, fill in the blank, you know, we got Metallica.
Like, he thought that was just some new producer from St. Louis or something.
Swiss Beat, Metallica. Oh, shoot me now. So, we got the new Metallica album like, a couple of weeks before it came out. And we sat here and listened to it, and, like, the first thing was, like, it's just too fucking long. It's so tedious.
Yeah.
And, it, like, I remember after listening to it a few times, I actually liked it better. What about you?
Well, I mean, like, that night after we did that review, like, I wrote the review on Metal Injection where I completely blasted it for just what you said. Like, it was a good record at first, but then they lost me because it's just, like, so self-indulgent and just move on. But I'd have to agree with you. Like, the more I listened to it, the more forgiving I was about it. More so in the beginning of the record than the end of it. Like,
I was thinking, like, you were telling me something about, like, how the levels are all fucked up or something.
Oh, yeah, the way they mix the record. Let's turn this off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But the way they mix the record and the way that a lot of records are mixed now is instead of having a dynamic range,
you lost me.
But instead of having like subtleties in the sound with like, you know, like low end and whatever, they just have every portion of the equalizer set at the same volume and then they make it louder. So the record is actually like much, because they know that ultimately the way people are going to listen to it is just they're going to rip it into like a very low res 128 kilobyte MP3. So they kind of mix the record now to conform to a low res standard. And a lot of people that are, you know, into audio and actually buying a good mix were very pissed off about that.
I went to like forums and stuff. You linked me to it. And the mother, like, they're like frothing at the mouth.
Yeah, you know? No, people were pissed. Yeah.
Motherfucking Metallica equalizing there. You know, yeah. And like, I listen to him, like, I don't even hear what the fucking guy's talking about, let alone like, it's not even like I can go, okay, I hear it, but it's not that big of a deal. It's like, I literally don't hear what the fuck they're talking about. It sounds fine. It's perfectly fine. But they're, motherfuckers! I'm gonna fucking kill you, like, for a band that they didn't even like before.
Yeah, no, they were just like, well, the album sucked, but what's with the mix? I can't handle it.
Why can't this mix sound better so I can hear this album that sucks better in my headphones? Fucking penises.
Did you see the new Metallica video?
No, I didn't. What song is it?
It's All Nightmare Long.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really good to be on the radio while you have Starburst in your mouth. But,
Starburst. Metal Injection live cast brought to you by Starburst.
This is good. Keep making jokes so I can get through this.
Come on. It's pretty
I confiscated
Starburst
the last Starburst. So.
Don't take that. That's I like it. That's my favorite flavor.
You've got a job to do.
Okay.
We actually have 1 1/3 jobs to do now because Noah's not here.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Noah.
What the fuck? What did she tell you? Did she at least have the decency to make an excuse and lie?
And I quote, hi, Foxy. I don't even know what that means.
I think Foxy, maybe.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to make it. I'll get there too late.
Get there too late meaning what? Like, when?
Like,
did you text her back?
Meaning she probably hasn't left her party yet.
Yeah, and it's in Queens, which is far from our...
What does she do for a living? What's
Honestly, I don't even know.
Really?
Wow. I'm not really completely sure about it.
What doc does she work on?
What doc?
Hello, Sailor.
Well, that would explain why she's working late.
No, it's a holiday party.
Every night's a holiday party on the docks, my friend.
Oh. So, yeah, this new Metallica video, it's for All Nightmare Long, which is probably my favorite song on the record.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty much undisputed, the undisputed best song on that record.
Right.
And the video is cool. It's like this whole weird, like, one type video, but in color. It's some, like, old Russian movie.
Did it have the kid with the Chinese food box on his head, like one?
No, it wasn't that. No, but it was a different kind of cool. But I still feel like, although the footage was cool, it didn't match the song. Like, the song is really fast, and the footage was like, it's just like, they just took a movie and they just put the song over it. It doesn't seem like they put any effort into editing it or anything.
Rob, you're such a hater. My God.
Well, I mean, if you're pretty much the biggest metal band around, and I did a little quotation thing. I don't know if that came across on the radio.
Audio media.
You know, I think you'd want to put a little more effort than just saying, "Nah, we're not even going to be in the video."
Yeah, but they need a lot of time, in all fairness, to be in the bathroom doing coke and sniffing each other's turds.
Yes. Yeah, did you hear about that, Sid?
I heard that Lars, yeah, he doesn't do coke anymore, but he likes to be in the stall when other people do coke, and he likes the camaraderie.
Yeah, and maybe that was the problem. Maybe they wanted to do a live shoot, but Lars's first question was, is there a bathroom stall at this location? And the guy was like, oh, no, we only have a porta potty. He's like, shoot's off. Find some Russian horror movie. I'm not going. Where am I going to hang out? Where am I going to hang out? There's no bathroom stall. Where am I going to hang out?
You can't sniff other dudes crap.
Yeah, I can't watch other dudes fucking destroy their nostrils. What's that about?
Poor Lars.
Right now he's in the Port Authority. He's chilling.
Busted.
He's standing by the door like, anybody want to hang out? Come on. Got all night.
Anyone
like,
want to do coke next to me?
Yeah, I'm not a cop. I have coke. I don't want to do it, but I want to let you do it.
It's a whole different kind of voyeur I've never heard of before. I don't want to watch you fucking. Just do a line. Just let me watch. Yeah. Please.
It's like the drugs version of being married and going to the strip club.
Yeah,
thing.
Pretty much.
You can't fuck her, but you go stand there and let her rub her tits in.
Yeah, like, why even do that to yourself?
Because he's the world's biggest douchebag. Hasn't that been established?
Of course.
But if you watch any, like watch some kind of monster or anything where you see him talk at length, then you realize that he's really psychologically fucked up. Like, comes through within about a second.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Looking at him. So it's not hard to imagine him, like, just torturing himself and going. And if you believe that, like, who knows, maybe he is fucking doing coke. He just doesn't want to talk about it. It's embarrassing.
Well, I mean, if he is doing coke, why even bring it up?
True.
Why?
He's a douchebag. Oh, Lord.
This is a very good point there.
Speaking of douchebags.
Lars, if you're listening,
please call.
Give us a call, 646-929-1357.
I know, he gets a notification anytime the internet mentions Metallica.
I'm sure he has, he has a Lars Ulrich Google alert.
We owe them $93.
Yeah, we're going to get a cease and desist. Their lawyer is going to call us up and be like, yeah.
Oh, there they are. Fuck.
Can't talk about Metallica anymore.
His lawyer is here. He served us. We got served. What else is going on?
Let's see what else is going on. Let's look at the main page of Metal Injection.
You don't know? You put it up there.
It's been a long day. Oh, here's something. A new study says headbanging is bad for you. Did you know that, Darren?
Shocking.
That it can cause whiplash. Uh-huh. And
only if you do it right.
Yeah. And there's one line that goes, the typical death metal rhythm of 146 beats per minute or faster, combined with headbanging arcs of at least 45 degrees, is predicted to cause mild head and neck injury,
resulting in Lars Ulrich.
With faster tempos and a wider arcs, there are definite risks of mild traumatic brain injury.
Well, what does that mean, mild traumatic brain injury?
Like
corky?
Well,
it goes on, or like...
Well, here, it's as the article goes on, it says in 2005, this is kind of silly, the guitarist from Evanescence had a stroke from headbanging.
Wow.
For Evanescence?
Like, no, he was just hanging out in the band.
Like,
he was
is that...
listening to Ja Rule and Metallica. He was so excited.
Well, I mean.
Well, didn't he used to be in Celtic Frost?
What?
No. We start that rumor on your site. They all wore face paint. You never know.
Ow! Look at that jaw.
This is the song that's a dude from Evanescence.
I love you so much. Ow!
Let me hear that again.
Ow! Ow!
Yeah, jaw.
But the best part about it is, you know, at the end of the article, they pose the question, so what can be done? You know, what could help prevent this? And their answer is...
Lock up Evanescence. No. Well,
metal fans could wear a neck brace while headbanging.
I swear to God, I was just going to jokingly suggest that. I swear to God. Wow.
Could you going to a fucking show with a neck brace?
The other suggestion is stop selling amps that go to 11.
There you go.
It's like a kid going to school with his bicycle helmet and knee pads on.
Well,
he's gonna get mercilessly mocked, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Not if everybody does it.
Well, knee pads though.
That's why the guy from Evanescence has to be the first man with the.
Oh man, I kind of want to track down some Evanescence live footage to see if the dude's wearing a neck brace.
I think a neck brace company started that study.
Imagine if there's like fashionable metal neck braces.
Topic.
Yeah. With like skull designs on it and stuff.
Get your new Evanescence neck brace.
And he would be the spokesperson, like, hi, I'm Terry from Evanescence.
Wait, before you do that, there would be Evanescence playing in the background. So I'll just sing that. Go.
Okay. Hi, I'm Terry from Evanescence. And 3 years ago, I had a stroke from headbanging. You don't have to suffer the same fate with these brand new Evanescence neck braces. Wake me up! Comes in 5 stylish colors. Black, ultra black, green, black,
and black.
Don't have a stroke. Don't have a stroke from head banging.
Do you think maybe he really had a stroke because he does a lot of drugs to forget that he's in the shittiest bit in the world? And he just didn't want to admit that, so he said it was from head banging?
Quite possible.
That could definitely be it.
Because, like, I can't picture a doctor coming into the hospital room after surgery to repair the stroke or whatever the fuck they do. And be like, son, you can never headbang again. That's not going to happen. That doesn't happen.
He was the first guy that ever got a stroke from headbanging to The Cure, though. A little known fact.
So there's this other fantastic story that came up. A lot of metal stories in the news, man.
Yeah.
It's like weird.
Metal's blown up, man.
Weird but true metal stories. And we have
weird but true! Yeah!
Welcome. 18-year-old goth metal singer stabbed 16-year-old guitarist 50 times for, quote, playing poorly.
Yes!
And
finally!
And basically, just to summarize the story, some chick in Italy stabbed her guitarist because he was sucking in rehearsal 50 times.
It's pretty metal.
And I wish if you guys go to the main page of Metal Injection, click on the Read Here link, and there's a photo of this lovely lady.
Uh-oh.
And guys, take a look at her.
Well, that's a beautiful rack. Bad makeup, but the rack is...
She wearing a tiara? What is that thing?
Yeah, it looks like she's at a wedding or something, right here.
She looks like... Oh, we're not allowed to talk about that.
What?
Oh. Yeah, we're not allowed to. We got a pending
top
project.
Top secret, guys.
Actually, we're going to talk about it at great length, and then we'll give him the lockdown order.
Top secret. But be on the lookout for something pretty interesting. Maybe.
We gave up a whole fucking weekend to do this.
So you may want to check it out.
Yeah.
You know, sometime next week.
That's all.
There might be something. But I'm trying to convince Noah because she fucking bailed on us.
What was the last text exchange?
Well, I said call the show right now, and I give her the number, and then I follow it up with a call. Like I said, call.
Uh-huh.
And then her response is, number? So I gave it to her again. Oh! Wait, what? What did I give to her again? Oh, the number.
Oh, see, I didn't even put that together.
You didn't put it together because it wasn't that funny. So I guess we're winding down on our initial banter. We could take a little music break.
Music break.
We'll take like a 5-minute break, play one or two songs, and when we come back, we will give away one of our fantastic CDs.
Do they get their choice of CD of the things?
We will.
I have an idea.
Go ahead.
You named each CD once, right?
Yeah.
So let's see how well they're paying attention. If whoever calls in, if they remember the name of the CD we named, it's yours.
Okay.
That's the contest.
That could be a contest.
The contest I couldn't win.
Either, but
the number's on the screen, guys. You know what's up. And we'll be back in a little bit.
This is Plan. Remind you. Talk nasty, breathe fire. Smell rot, you're a liar. Disease, health hazard. Sometimes, healthy bastard. But I am not lying when I tell you we'll be right back with more of the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast. We'll be right back.
Blog Talk Radio. the home.
Sure know where I've been, leaning on the promises and the songs of yesterday. But I made up my mind, I ain't wasting no more time. Here we go again with the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Thank you very much. Oh, hello.
Thank you, Bland.
Thank you very much, Blandy.
That's our announcer, Chuck Blandington.
He is such a professional. This dude, he's just amazing. And right now, guys, I have a real treat for you. I wanted to play...
Kibble? Kibbles and bits?
Well, no, I wanted to play, I'd say metal is getting pretty big right now. I think we could all agree on that.
It's blowing up, son.
And
real.
It's getting so big that it's like the sub-genre list is just expanding to... crazy proportions, and eventually you figure, there was new metal, but that's kind of passe now.
New metal is old metal now.
Yeah, it's not
old with an umlaut.
But you could say there's a lot of similarities between something like crunk Mm-hmm. And then, like, some, you know, more hardcore music, more, like, metalcore-ish type stuff. So you knew there would be somebody to try to combine the two.
Crunk and metal, you say?
Crunk and metal. And
Cradle?
The band is called Broken Side. And they look like a bunch of, like, emo girls with like, flipped hair and such. I'll show you the photo in a second.
And spell the name.
And oh, the name is, of course, BrokenCyde. And it's, I guess it's actually broke inside, like broken. It could either be broken inside or broke inside.
Rob, it just works on so many levels that it's blowing your mind right now.
But see, the inside is capital and the broke is lowercase. It's like NSYNC. But inside, do you think that's what they were going for?
I think it's homage to the hip hop group The Far Side. They used to spell it C-Y-D-E.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh.
Good.
Oh.
Wow.
Whoa. Oh, anywho, so
they're a vastly underrated group, The Far Side.
Yeah.
But that's for a different live cast.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a on their MySpace page, which I mean, you know, you wouldn't take a genius. MySpace.com/BrokenSide.
Right.
They have a few songs, and I want to start with one song with the title Brie Brie. And, so are you familiar, do you know what a brie is?
It's like the cheese.
Yeah, well.
Brie cheese.
But
it's an onomatopoeia.
On a Triscuit, it's delicious.
Yeah, everyone loves
well,
brie.
Well, there's a certain style of death metal growl that just sounds like a pig saying brie, you know.
Brie.
Et cetera. And with that, we bring you the melding of death metal and crunk in the worst way possible.
That's not what I thought was a brie was.
Yeah.
I thought it was the guttural.
No, it's a high. It's a high one.
That's lame.
Yeah, that's just one of their, and that's like the more like hardcore, I guess would be the term, song. But then they have this one song that's
Is that the single, Rob?
No, that isn't the single. That's like, that song would be deep in the album. But this song they have a video for with, you know, half-naked girls and everything. And
champagne.
And 40s, but they're like in like small band tees and, you know, dickies and shit.
Dickies.
So this song is called Freaks. F-R-E-A-X-X-X.
Is it produced by Bubba Sparks?
No.
Can I explain the extra X's?
Maybe it's an homage. Uh-oh. That's a good test here. Noah's on the line, apparently.
Hey, Noah.
Hello?
Who is this? Who is this?
Noah's party is raging.
Noah, is this a party?
What am I listening to?
Short is dancing on the dance floor.
So Noah, why are
How do you guys know what kind of music they're playing here? That's fucking crazy.
Your phone is just really good.
Hey, listen, I'm too fucking drunk for this.
Oh.
You cannot fucking play that in my ear.
Does that mean you're shaking your booty to this? Is that what you're trying to
say? No, I'm sitting at the table drinking Johnny Walker Black, laughing at everyone that's dancing.
What are you wearing?
Noah.
What?
Sid wants to know what you're wearing, but I don't.
Nothing.
Nice.
Nothing. Yeah.
Like nothing to speak of or literally nothing?
Boots.
Oh, just boots. Very nice. So, Noah, where are you?
I'm in this, like, Russian restaurant that I think Rob would really like. They've got, like, carpet that looks like leaves and burgundy.
I think she means she's outside. Leaves on the floor. She's like,
Noah.
That's how drunk she is.
Yeah. Are they dropping glitter from the roof? Because that's not glitter. It's snow.
No, it's not glitter. There's no glitter in here.
What kind of fucking place are you in?
Can so you hear the music, though?
No, we can't.
Hear it? Or no? Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. Yeah, so this is Noah reporting live from...
from a place about... So you're in Queens now, is that right, Noah?
Yeah, I'm in Regal Park.
Regal Park.
Oh,
fancy. Very metal.
You know, you're about an hour and a half away from where he's supposed to be. Which
yes.
In the middle.
Why
actually,
are you
like probably like 2 hours away at this point, because probably there's no trains. Maybe 3 hours.
Noah, as Vince McMahon would say, you're fired.
Okay, so you guys like Sid better? Is that what it is?
Well, I'm not going to say anything, but yeah.
You like his breath better? Is that what it is?
You know what? Sid wrote an intro for the song that we're going to use this week that we're not using yours anymore.
Yes.
Go ahead, play
it. What is it? Why don't you play it?
You know, I don't know. I know you can't see this at home, but every time you put that song on,
like the night I couldn't hear what you were saying over that wonderful composition of music.
We decided not to use your intro anymore. We're going to use something that Sid wrote, a little song Sid wrote. Wait, Sid wrote another song for us. Hold on. You're going to like this, Noah. This shit is hot.
Okay. I'm great. Wow.
Louder.
Did Sid go to Juilliard?
What's that?
Did Sid go to Juilliard? Because that is just brilliant music.
See, Noah even agrees with our decision to fire her.
Yeah.
I think that every song on the radio should be that.
Yeah, whenever we do music breaks, it should just be that on loop, right?
W. Ja Rule?
Yeah. Wait, did you say Ja Rule?
Yeah. You didn't hear it? Play it again.
No.
Louder.
Again. Yeah, louder, please. Yeah. Oh, that was a great ending.
Noah,
let's hear it again.
What have you been eating at this party, Noah?
Eating?
Oh.
I know. It's all that cabbage.
Noah, are you about ready to... You have to go take the Browns to the Super Bowl, Noah?
Yeah, drop the kids off at the pool. Is that what they say, Cosby kids?
No, can you try to hold it in at least? Come on. Don't.
Play that other song that Avril Lavigne.
Excuse me.
We're just going through our full.
Yeah, Avril Lavigne sent in this cover song for us to use on the air. We're just kidding.
For some reason, that makes me think of Russian guys.
Did you see
Darren gets it.
At your party there at that Russian restaurant?
What? Sorry, I was saying goodbye to somebody.
Who?
Someone from my job.
Noah, why don't you explain to everyone what you do?
I don't know what it is that I do. What do you mean, like?
No, it's because they Sid and Darren were asking me, and I was like, you know what? I have no idea.
Good. I'm Jewish. I don't have to tell you what I do.
All right.
Yeah, it's that kind of job. You happy?
You just control the economy.
Exactly, exactly.
Somebody has to.
Yeah, I'm one of the people that's pulling the strings.
That's all right. So what kind of food were they serving at this party? Was there food? Did you eat any food? Finger
what?
Food? Finger banging?
Oh,
she's saying goodbye to more people.
Thank you.
Oh.
Okay. Don't
wait to eat a dick. All right.
Wait, we're getting a second call. We're getting a second call. Hold on.
Hello. Did I call the right number?
Yeah,
hello?
Sorry.
Who is this?
Sasha, Brad. What's popping? What's good, dog?
Oh, my God. It's Sinister Sasha.
I'm in this party with Noah, Brad. Noah, stop popping my leg, bitch.
I can't help it.
I can't. She can't get the fuck away from me. Listen, I'm on the phone. You're on the phone. Go another room, you fucking suka. Rob, how are you?
I'm doing good, Sasha. Are you listening?
Let me tell you. No, I stored a number in my phone from last week, bro. The show was so good. You came on only 57 minutes after first hour started.
I'm going back to drink. Goodbye.
Listen, let me tell you. There is so much coke in this fucking party.
Whoa.
So much coke, bro.
What, you mean like soda?
No, fucking cocaine, bro. I brought it. None of these, you look at Noah, look, how you think she stay 84 pounds, bro? I got to supply her with the drugs.
Oh.
I thought it was because she didn't swallow.
That too. Oh, listen to this vice guy we have here. No,
she hung up.
Of course she hung up. She's sucking my dick right now. Noah, suck harder.
Whoa. Noah never told us about any of that.
Listen. I got to go, bro. There's all kinds of bitches here. And I cannot be seen talking to you. It's real embarrassing. I'll let you go. Bye.
Wait, but how would they even know you're talking to me? You're on the phone.
He's got one of those video phones.
Oh, that guy. That guy just decides to pop up wherever he wants to be. I don't.
What an asshole!
Yeah. Well, I
know booze on him through the phone.
I think right now it's time for one of our giveaways. We have a shitload of CDs, and I think we should say it again though, because we announced the contest after we announced the CDs, so we should at least give him a chance. Basically, we're going to call out a bunch of CDs, and if you could remember any of their names.
Want to make like a real game for them?
Okay. Well, what would be the real game?
Let's get a caller first. Okay. I'll think of a game.
All right. So here's what you could win if you give us a call right now.
Looked like there was a call.
No, you're wrong. Book of Black Earth.
Stop talking.
The new album from SSS, The Dividing Line. New album from Narcosis. Oh, it's a best of. The Decade of Destruction for those guys. Oh, the new Cult of Luna, and it's sealed. It's actually really good. Sometimes I surprise myself. Oh, and we have a caller.
Oh. I hear you're giving away CDs, bleh. What's the game? Well, give me game already. Is this like Trivial Pursuit? Bleh. Or like Real, Alan, Fortune. All right, hit me.
Wait, Sasha,
I don't think
that you're eligible.
It's
not.
What the hell?
Yeah.
First of all, free equals me, bled. You're giving something away. I want a piece of it, bitch.
I don't think that you can win anything.
Explain. Why not?
Well. Our contest is for our listeners, if you're an employee.
How am I an employee? Don't pay me shit, bro. Just give me fucking CD, bro. I don't care about the...
You're breaking up. You're breaking up. Oh, man. That could have been our winner. But no, we unfortunately lost him. All right, so we have a, like I said, we have the Cult of Luna, Terminal Function.
We're not giving away any breathe.
There was a garbage truck outside.
No crunk metal in that pile there?
No crunk metal. The new Crow Path, a Severed Savior album, the new antagonist.
Can
the
I just
Evil.
See the Severed Savior album?
We didn't really
some cool fucking like song title.
We didn't really discuss the crunk metal.
Oh, that's right.
You
know
just,
all
played
there.
It. And
so
I,
did you like it?
Well, I have a theory.
Okay.
To me, what it sounds like is that these guys are a douchey crunk band, right?
Yeah.
And the one band, yeah, these guys.
Yeah.
And let's say one band member has a little brother who's like really into like death metal.
Yeah.
And he keeps telling his older brother how shitty his band is, and his older brother's like, yeah, whatever, the music you like is shit too. I could do that music with my eyes closed. Watch.
No,
and then he did it. Just to fuck with his little brother.
These douchebags, though. Like,
yeah. Oh, one of these dressed like a piggy.
Open that picture.
Where are they from?
From New Mexico.
Oh.
That explains.
Yeah. You know how they are.
So here's the Severed Savior album title, song title.
Oh, hold on, we have a caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller, you are on the air.
Who this? Hello? So anyway, yeah, here's the Severed Savior.
Nope.
What's your name? What?
Hello?
Turn your computer down.
Oh, no.
Over it.
Dummy. So here's the Severed Savior song titles.
Uh-huh.
There's only a few that are good. Hemorrhagic Gastroenteritis.
Are you serious?
Yes. Fecal Celiac.
Nice.
Inverted and Inserted.
Oh,
which
that,
is being
that
coming,
like
being fucked with an upside down cross, I guess that would be. The rest are kind of stupid. That was good.
Do you have any anal cunt albums you could give away?
Oh, I wish.
Or at least could we recite some of their song titles?
Chris
Can
Barnes
we?
Is
oh,
a pussy. Chris
oh,
Barnes
oh,
is a
an
pussy.
Actual
That's
call. Hello, hello.
Hello?
Yeah,
hey,
who's this?
Who is this?
This is Chris Bro.
Chris
What's
Bro?
What's up, Chris
yep.
Bro?
What up?
How you doing, man? Where are you from?
Hold on. You're not from New Mexico, are you?
No, I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, good. New Mexico's for fucking pussies.
Did you hear that band we were just playing, Broken Side?
You know it.
Unfortunately, we
yeah.
had to.
Yeah, unfortunately, we had to put ourselves through that. So, Chris, you know, we're coming through on our promise, buddy. If you can name one of the CDs that we just called out, you win it. So, go ahead.
It's tough.
You're giving away the new Antagonist album?
Oh, there we go.
You got it.
You win.
Sick,
you win.
Sick.
The crowd loves it.
All right. Yeah, you know, it's not easy. There's so many people to fill up the studio.
Yeah, we have a huge studio.
Thank you. Thank you, studio audience. Thank you.
Yeah, we just...
No, please.
You know, Metal Injection is a...
Okay, audience, shut up. Shoot them.
Just shut up already.
I have to fire four rounds into the audience.
I mean, really.
So,
but anyway, we just got a, you know, we're a pretty budding star. We got a huge investment. We got a huge studio here in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a big audience for that. But you won, dude. Do you have a? Are you a registered Metal Injection junkie?
Yes, I am.
All right. What is your username?
My username is Purple Topsy.
Nice. So all you have to do is just send a private message to the Metal Injection username with your full name and address, and we'll make sure to get that CD over to you.
All right. Thanks a lot, bro.
Thank you for listening.
No problem.
All right.
Take care, bud.
See you later. And it's that easy to win stuff here on the Metal Injection livecast. Just got to call in, not be from New Mexico.
Ah.
And remember Rafiti that we called out a few minutes ago?
No, really, New Jersey is like the New Mexico of the United States.
So you're saying New Jersey is the new New Mexico?
Yeah. Like, New Mexico is the New Mexico of Mexico. And then of the continental United States. I don't know what that is.
It's sad.
Is that Evanescence we're hearing now? Is this the soundtrack to a stroke?
We got a demo tape from them at Evanescence for the next album. Do that one over. Yeah. Evanescence.
All right. So if anyone else is listening, give us a call for that giveaway that we are doing.
Just if you want to chat.
If you want to chat, if you want to ask us a question, if you want to do that, we'll answer questions. We're good at that.
We're probably smarter than you, so. If you need help with anything.
Yeah, if you have homework that you're doing. I mean, why would you be doing homework on a Friday night?
Yeah, really.
You know, like, you gotta be drinking and listening to live podcasts on the internet. That's what you should do on Friday night.
Well, obviously, if they're doing homework and listening to the podcast, and they are listening to the podcast.
Who invited this guy in the room? Who invited him?
Noah, come back.
So how about President Bush getting a shoe thrown at him earlier in the week? Was that this week or last week?
2 days.
Two shoes.
Oh, I think he's on the phone right now.
Was it straight Bush? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hello, this is David. How are you?
Good.
Oh, hey, David, where are you from?
I'm from New Mexico.
You fucking liar.
Get out of here.
Check his area code.
Yeah, what's your area code?
Where are you really from?
What's your area code?
Area code is 1749.
Wouldn't that be 1749?
Probably he's adding the one to dial.
Oh, I see.
What city in New Mexico are you from?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello, yeah. What city in New Mexico are you from?
Las Vegas.
So have you ever seen that shitty fucking crunk metal band play live?
Sometimes. They're really bad. Their lyrics are horrible.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, David, how is it in Peterborough, Ontario?
Ontario? Ontario sucks. I just know all the snow we got sucks here.
Aha! Busted, sir. That's what Yahoo Answers is for.
So, it's pretty bad here, too. We got hit with some fucking snow. It sucks.
That's no fun either.
Yeah, what's the deal with snow? I mean, really. I mean, I guess I could.
If you can't snort it up your nose, what's the point?
Yeah, really.
Whoa, this guy's hardy. Oh, how did Peter Sasha come from Queens into our show? I don't understand how that happened.
Sasha needs his own show. He needs the snowy hour. He just does tons of coke.
There's no snowy hour for him. It's 24/7 with him.
Well, then you should have a webcam on 24 hours.
You know, that'd be pretty entertaining.
That'd be really, it would just get repetitive. It would be like Groundhog Day because he just gets up, does drugs.
He sleeps
I've
in a bed.
I've watched that movie for 24 hours straight.
I keep telling you.
There you go. How long have you been watching or visiting our site?
The site a long time. This talk radio thing, first time.
Well, this is our official premiere, basically. So.
It's a long time, first time.
I've seen the site so when it used to be slow and old. Now it's nice and sexy.
Well,
it's been a few months so it's been nice and sexy, but it used to be very slow. I used to have to take 10 minutes to refresh.
Jesus.
Was that your computer or was that the site?
I don't know. I live in Las Vegas, New Mexico. Don't ask me questions like that.
You have a modem that was like powered by a hamster running in a wheel, and that's why it took so long to.
You used to have an
email. I use AOL. I'm not sure.
Oh shit!
Whoa!
Wait, is AOL still around?
Yeah,
in Canada, no less.
Yeah. So how long would you say you've been visiting the site?
Well, it used to be just red and black, and it was just the blog before you could upload videos. So maybe 1 year.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Cool. So what would you say is your favorite interview that we've did?
We've did it.
Ow! Yeah!
I think it's less interviews, more Thor Shredstein.
Oh, Thor Shredstein. Okay.
That's top quality there.
Well, cool. Well, we announced a bunch of CDs earlier. If you remember any of those, even though you live in Ontario, we will send one to you.
I don't want CDs. I download music from the internet.
Whoa.
Well, you can use it as a nice coaster or like a frisbee.
You could sell it on eBay to buy, like, I don't know, a hard drive.
To store more music.
Get a flash memory card or something. So you could distribute the music.
Mom, I'm on the phone, mother. Mom, shut up.
Oh, why didn't you invite your mother? Why don't we
hold on, hold on. Mom!
He's doing shtick.
Oh, this guy's hilarious. Oh.
It's a whole different comedy sensibility in Canada.
He's doing shtick. He wants some laughs.
I'm going to give him some laughs.
Oh, that's not laughs.
That's a great performance. So, yeah, that guy.
What were we talking about before he rudely interrupted us?
Giving away CDs.
We are giving away CDs.
You were about to talk about Bush getting hit by
Yeah.
Shoes. Oh, Bush and Shoes. That's right.
Right. Well, they're torturing the guy now, I heard.
I know. I feel so, like, this guy in my mind is a fucking hero. And
well, yeah, I mean.
He I mean, seriously, like, it took so much balls.
Well, here's the thing. Like, now all around the Arab world, people are, like, protesting and burning shit, like, to get him released from prison, you know?
Yeah.
So all you got to do is just release the guy from prison and, like, just stomp out all these fires that are being started now, but he won't do it. It's like, you know, it's out of my hands.
Yeah, no, it's because Iraq is a democracy now, and there's free speech in the democracy. And,
yeah, you can basically, there's free right to protest, and that's where the comedy laughter sound comes in.
I don't even, there's a cheer.
Just about to put the comedy in.
Can't find the laugh.
Story of his life.
Oh, that's like a one person.
Yeah, there's a small audience laughter.
That was it?
Our tracks are very
well, boring. Our audience.
Oh, we just killed the audience.
Our audience is very good at laughter, but not so good at laughing. At applause, but not so good at laughing.
Yeah.
So anyway, good times all around with that. Why don't we just do another music break?
Okay.
How do we feel about that?
And when we come back, the news with Mrs. Divitelli.
Oh-ho.
So yeah, we're into our second hour. Probably take one more break and then wrap stuff up.
We're gonna keep it real for you.
This is Chuck Landon, reminding you, I've got something to say. I write Dear Puppet today, and it doesn't matter much to me as long as she is dead. But I'll tell you what does matter to me. It's time for our 2-hour metal injection live cast at metalinjection.net/livecast. We'll be right back.
interesting or that was disgusting. It's your call.
I will not.
I'm
This is Chuck Flanagan, reminding you, Auschwitz, the meaning of pain, the way that I want you to die, slow death, immense decay, showers that cleanse you of your life, but your pain is over, because we now return to the Metal Injection Livecast, at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Thank you very much, Blandy. That's Chuck Blandington, our announcer. Some would say overpaid announcer, but we won't get into that. And Rob here on the Metal Injection Live guest with 3D and filling in for Noah is Sid.
Yeah, where is Noah anyway? Remind me.
Noah is at a party, a company party, and apparently Sinister Sasha is there too. You heard that earlier on the show. If you're just tuning in and you missed it, you missed a hell of a show, folks.
So can we officially say that Noah and Sinister Sasha are an item?
It seems to be that way. We have to get confirmation from Noah.
That's it. Call TMZ.
Let's get the insight. I'm sure it'll be on their blog tomorrow.
A gay guy will be standing in the office. Right? We saw Noah and Sinister Sasha. They were at this party at Rasputin. Yeah, so I think they're like totally going today.
And yeah, so if you missed any part of the show, that we will put up the entire 2-hour block. Well, 1 hour and 57-minute block, since we were like 3 minutes late.
That's better than last week.
We'll put it all up on the air on our site on metalinjection.net in the podcast section. You could hear it all live. Well, on. On tape delay.
I knew it was coming, too. I knew you were going to say live. I was like, he's going to say it.
So you're going to post this whole thing on the site?
Yeah.
To listen to whenever?
Yeah.
So why did I stay up so late to hear this?
So you could be on the show.
But I could have just done that.
But
like,
you could interact with us.
Yeah, but isn't that with the internet? Yeah, I could still interact if
but
I
not,
do it later.
But we won't be able to answer you.
But
can't
I thought.
Respond.
But I thought internet defies space-time continuum.
You were grossly misinformed.
It will.
Soon. But another announcement we have is, I know we mentioned last week that the reason we are on so late is because Blog Talk Radio, to get into the prime time hours, you need upwards of 500 listeners. And I'm proud to say that in our first week, we totally did it.
Really?
And then some, yeah. We had close to 1,000 listeners for the livecast episode 0, which is an episode that was partially a train wreck. So
yeah.
Maybe that's why there aren't so many people calling this week. They're like, man, I listened last week and it was terrible. But because we got so many hits, next week we're starting 1 hour earlier for everyone who has a bedtime, you know, at midnight. We're going to be on from 10 to midnight, and that's going to be our permanent slot. Until we get sick of doing stuff on Fridays and then move it to another day. But for now, 10 to midnight. Make note of that.
Okay.
This is the first time Darren's hearing about this, too, I realize. Darren.
How many listeners do we have now?
I don't know. Why don't they just call in and then we'll find out? Because we're even giving away stuff. We gave away an Antagonist CD earlier, and we still got good stuff to give away. We got new Sepultura.
I'll take that home.
We got Severed Savior, we got Evile, we got Cult of Luna.
Circle of Dead Children? There's
no
Circle of Dead Children album?
No, there's no Circle of Dead Children album in this pile. Don't get people's hopes up.
Jerry Lee Lewis?
Yeah, there's one of those.
Circle of
next
Dead
week,
Jerry Lee
next
Lewis?
Next week we're going to have a really special prize. Sid, what you thought what the
dead?
Prize next week
Jerry
is?
Lee Lewis?
I don't think he's dead yet.
Me neither.
Speaking of dead yet, I think next week we'll be giving away Alvin and the Chipmunks soundtrack.
That's right. That's right. And you might be thinking, like, well, where's the metal angle there?
Rumor has it they cover a Led Zeppelin song.
There we go. There we go. Led Zeppelin. Come on. What does our audience think of Led Zeppelin?
Robert Plant, if you're out there, call in now, 646.
609-929-1357. And I think after next week, our phone number should be consistent, so you could remember it out there in radio land.
That's Robert.
But now I think it's time, you know, we only have like 20 minutes left in the show, for the big part of the show. And by big, I mean this woman is kind of large. She is my landlady, and if I don't have her on the show, she'll kick me out. Here with the news from Brooklyn, New York, is Mrs. Divitelli.
I'm gonna get her on the phone now.
Oh,
I think she went down to smoke up a cig. So.
Oh, okay.
Give me a minute. You guys talk. I'll be right back.
All right. Well, Mrs. Divitelli, we've known her for quite a while, and she has. And, so we're going to talk to her. And don't forget, you can give us a call. And if you give us a call, we'll give you a free CD, like Chris Bro won earlier in the evening. And I believe we have her on the line. Is this Mrs. Divitelli?
Roger, how are you?
It's Robert.
That's what I said. It's Roger. It's been such a long time, Roger. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
And where's Noah?
She's not here this week, actually.
Is she out whoring it up again? You see the way that bitch dresses? I'm sorry I'm cursing on your air. But
no,
she... Let me... I get all imaboodle in the kepi when I think of her. Because she's a good Jewish girl, and the way she dresses is a shanda. So disgusting! You've seen it!
I have seen it. Mr. Vitelli, you're downstairs. There's no need for you to be on the phone, because I can hear you out my window, and there's a delay, and it's really freaking me out. So why don't you just come upstairs, and we could just talk one. Like,
all right.
All right, Mrs. Divitelli is going to walk up, and we're going to be able to, she's going to be in the studio momentarily with the news. She is our news anchor and also my landlady. And here she is, Mrs. Divitelli.
And speaking of landlady, you son of a bitch.
Whoa, Ms. Div, come on.
You
no
know how
here.
Much money you owe me in back rent?
What? I pay you every month.
Yeah,
what are you
yeah,
talking
you pay
about?
Me. You pay me what? Don't lie because you're on the air. I see you winking at me.
I'm not. Wait, what do
you know? I guess metal injection doesn't pay so well, does it?
Well.
You little freak. You little freak. You know why? You know why you have no money? Because you're supposed to be a Jew, and yet you sit here eating all this bacon and cheeseburgers and ice cream.
What's wrong with ice cream?
It's not kosher.
There's a U on it, though.
If the U is counteracted by the fact that you put the ice cream on the goddamn cheeseburger, that's your problem. That's not Parv. Do you understand? Elon, stop laughing.
I'm sorry, Miss Kid, you just have an aura about yourself.
I didn't come here to talk about your eating habits.
No.
And I didn't come here, to, even though it's very important, not to talk about your rent either.
Well, I want to ask you, how good of a Jew are you if you're using technology on the Shabbos?
Listen, this microphone has been blessed by a Rebbe. Stop! You're making me laugh in the Shabbos. It's not good. This microphone is Shomer Shabbat. It's even shaped like a candle, almost.
It is, and it's almost time for Hanukkah.
So don't try to impugn the integrity of my Jewishness.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
You little
you're,
freak.
Wait, but your last name is Divitelli, though. That doesn't sound very
and
Jewish.
And you're asking me a question that you already know the answer to, you little Weisenheimer. I married an Italian Jew. That's why I have an Italian last name, but I am Jewish to the bone.
But you were born Jewish.
A gay is a hate. Gay cock it up and yum. You understand?
Can you translate that, please?
No! You don't know. First of all, are you a Jew?
Yeah.
All right, so you should know better.
I know, but I know what it means, but I want the audience.
Where's Noah?
I told you.
Who is this guy? They're replacing. First of all, just because Noah's a woman doesn't mean you have to dress in a skirt, too, all right?
It's springtime.
Ah!
Good. The breeze.
So, anyway, like I said, I didn't come here to talk about your eating habits, and I didn't come here to talk about your rent. I came to discuss something very important, the presidential election.
All right, we can get to some news. Well, the election is over.
Well, you and I did not discuss this because we haven't spoken. You never call me. We haven't spoken in this time. And how do you feel about the presidential election?
Well, honestly, I am super excited that Barack Obama won.
Me too. Well, here's the thing. See, I voted. Well, listen.
Yeah.
I was a big John McCain supporter.
Oh.
But. And here's the problem. I, about 3 years ago, bumped into John McCain at an old folks dance in my retirement community.
Oh, really?
And John McCain tried to feel me up.
What?
Yes, it's true.
Stop it. Mr. Vitale, come on. Come on, Mr. DiVitale.
John McCain touched my humintoshin.
Oh, we don't need to
go.
ladies and gentlemen, home.
So I was forced to vote for Barack Obama. And I actually went out, just because of my hatred for John McCain, I went out and I canvassed for Barack Obama. And I stumped for him. And I... Let me tell you, because of my efforts is why he won the presidential election. And then...
Wait, so you didn't even like him?
Oh, no! Lesser of two evils.
Oh.
I've campaigned for the gentleman who was nice enough not to touch my Jewish pastries, if you get what I'm saying.
Fair enough.
And then he wins. I go to the... And I take a good look at him, and I realize... Negro.
Oh, come on, Mrs. D.
I was not aware of this.
What do you mean you were not? He's half.
He's half
African American.
What does that mean?
His father was from Kenya.
So his mother's black?
No, his mother is a white woman.
So he's white.
Right? Am I right?
Technically, he's not even half African American. He's half African.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Listen, you're confusing me. All I know is he looks
African.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Mrs. D.
That's the legal term.
Well, I wish someone would have pointed this out to me about 6 months ago.
Wait, I'm sorry, Mrs. D. Did you ever actually see a photo of the man that you were campaigning for?
Well, my eyesight is not as good as it used to be, and he's a little bit on the light side, and you know, and.
But really, what if he's half black? I mean, what's
well,
the big
you know what's gonna happen.
Well, I would think that things would be better after the last 8 years.
The blacks are going to run everything!
Mrs. D, just because you whisper it does not make it okay. We're on the radio. People can hear you.
But you don't understand. The blacks are going to run everything!
But Mrs. D,
they're going to get all this kind of welfare and...
Mrs. D, aren't you on welfare?
Soap coupon. Never mind what I'm on.
And you own a house.
I own your house, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Pay attention. Watch what you say.
Oh, I'm sorry. But anyway.
You're a traitor. Onto the street.
Wait, isn't his chief of staff, isn't he a Jew? What's his name?
Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah, Rahm Emanuel.
That don't sound like no Jew name to me.
No, he's a Jew.
I think I've seen him eating pork one day.
What? Miss D, you've never eaten pork?
No, of course not.
I think he's Sephardic. They're allowed to eat pork.
Listen. Wait, no. What?
I just made that up. It's not a good night.
Don't try to slip one by me, mister. I know every Jewish law from top to bottom.
Our Jews are filthy, filthy people, though. That we can agree on.
Yes, right? We can all agree on that.
Thank you.
Thank God a Sephardic Jew didn't win this.
Oh, my God.
Didn't win the election. Oy vey.
So you'd rather not have a Jew than have a Sephardic Jew?
Ugh, these Ach, these Sephardic Jews, they should have been dead. They should all fall down and get cancer.
Hear, hear. Oh, man, I would like to apologize.
And then break a leg and get nosebleeds.
After the cancer?
Whatever. And any order you like, dear.
We just want them to have an unpleasant experience.
Oh, right.
Dear.
In general.
Now you're talking. So back to Noah. Where is this little Corva, as I like to call her?
Like I've mentioned, she's in Queens.
She always hangs around with Queens, that one.
No.
Is she a fag hag?
No, she's in the borough of Queens.
Listen, that girl needs some meat on her bones. Have you seen her?
Yeah.
A little stiff wind, she might fall over.
I don't know why that response was warranted. But Miss D, we didn't talk about the news. Is there any actual news that you can?
Well, I've decided to expand my horizons. I feel news is sort of pigeonholing me. I don't want to be known as only a news person.
But that's when you told me that you demanded to be on my show. You said you wanted to do the news, and now you're saying you don't want to do the news?
Well, I'm saying that I feel I should be able to pick and choose when I do the news.
Oh, that kind of rhymes.
Yes,
like
and
that.
It sort of segues into my new career, which is a crunk metal artist.
Oh, yeah. That's way
right.
In the future.
Oh, so, okay.
In fact, I wrote a track.
All
right. And I want to drop a little flow for you right now.
Okay, let me just pop this in. Does your crunk band have a name?
Yes, it's called Divitelli Side.
All right. Just give me a moment to make the music player over here.
We've been playing around with some different names. I was thinking of maybe Tell Inside. Could that one work?
I think that's taken already.
Shit.
Okay, here's the track.
All right. Play. Is it queued up? What are you doing?
Do you hear it?
No!
Well, why did you put those back on?
That's what I did!
Okay, where are we going?
This isn't the track.
No?
My track. The one with me singing on it!
Oh.
Oh.
One moment.
Oh! Yeah! Wait, where'd it go? Ugh, this is such a fucking show!
Is this it?
That's it. Here we go. Last name, Divitelli, first name, Teddy. If you want to battle me, you must be friggin' wacky. All right, that's it. Cut it.
You have mad flow, Mrs. D.
You know, next month, I didn't want to reveal this, but I figured there's only 12 people listening anyway. So!
You don't have to insult our show.
We are going to be... Oh, this is kind of big news. I probably shouldn't. My agent's going to kill me.
What?
We're going to be collaborating with Ja Rule.
What?
Yes. You heard it here first.
You, Divitelli and Ja Rule.
The Div and the Ja.
Do you have any you have any demos?
I don't know. Raul, did you bring a demo with you?
Who the hell's Raul?
Raul's my boy. Raul's the guy that holds my cigarettes.
Oh,
wheels my iron lung around.
What? Wow, I've never, Ms. D, I've lived in this house for a year. I've never seen this Raul character.
Well, I keep him very well hidden from the likes of you.
Oh, well, here's the track.
Oh, good, he brought it. Ow! Yeah! We did it! Yeah! Louder! Turn it up, you fucking schmuck! Louder! We did it! It's my boy, Ja Rule! Ja Ruler? Is that what? Ja Ruler? Slide Rule! Oh! Just when you thought it was over! Ugh! Just when you thought we were done! With James Hetfield, kick it. Ah, this is so disorganized.
Wow, wait, so you have Metallica and Ja Rule on the track?
Yes.
How did you get such a huge group of collaborators?
I have strings that I like to pull.
What?
I don't want to brag. I have a lot of connections in the industry.
How did you obtain these connections?
I'm very familiar on good terms with Suge Knight. That's as much as I'm going to say. Legal action.
You know, this is a metal show, though.
Right.
We're on a metal website.
Well, this microphone's made out of metal.
Well, yeah. Do you listen to any heavy metal? Or
no, of course not.
Do you have children that listen? Or grandchildren?
No, I raised them better than that. My son, Bernie, is coming out of his third stint in rehab.
Uh-oh.
My daughter, Reagan, is now a special assistant to the governor of California.
Wait, you named your daughter Reagan?
Yes.
Like
of
after
course.
Ronald Reagan?
Of course. What's wrong with that?
That doesn't sound like a feminine name at all.
Well, of course. Reagan's a beautiful name.
Sid, what do you think about that name?
I like it.
Are you going to ask a guy named Sid?
It's a good point, actually.
Well, he didn't name himself.
Listen to me. And then my son, Bruce, who is living with his very good friend and works in California to write all the anti-homo legislation that goes to pass the state Senate.
You didn't really have to say homo.
What's
wrong?
Well, what should I say? Queers? What's the right thing?
I think queers is actually technically the legal term.
Faggot? I mean, what am I supposed to
say? No, you should
all right,
say
I'll
that.
Clean it up for you. Turd burglars. Is that better?
Slightly.
Okay. Semen demons.
Ulrichs.
Ulrichs. There we go.
Yeah, that's the word. So, yeah, metal. Like, have you ever listened to any metal bands?
Well, name some metal bands, and I'll tell you.
Well, we just played earlier. We played the Black Dahlia Murder. Have you heard of them?
No.
Have you heard of Metallica?
Who?
Oh,
they made that great album Stanger. Is that her? I'm familiar with
that. I think it's Stanger.
Stanger. That's
yeah.
what I said.
Oh, okay. How about
Stanger around my neck? Right. Right.
Something like that.
Okay.
And I don't know. I can't think of any other. I can only think of
Cryptopsy.
Some metal host you are.
Well, I'm sure I don't want to think of it here because you probably don't know. How about AC/DC?
Your pardon. I only like penis, I'll have you know.
I'm not.
I don't. AC/DC?
What about Motley Crue?
No, I'm not familiar.
LA Guns?
I got some LA Guns right here, baby. Look at these.
Whoa, put those back.
Raul, help me put these back in. Ugh, hold on.
He's so quiet, this Raul. You have a brain, right?
Raul goes through a lot with me, all right?
Yeah.
Sponge baths twice daily.
Oh, boy.
Do you give or receive them, though?
That's a good question. Alternating Wednesdays, we switch it up.
Now, you know, we only have about 6 minutes left in the show, Missy.
Yeah.
Do you have any more news? Or since you have connections in the Hollywood world, any gossip of any sorts?
Well, I recently heard that Madonna... Oh, I probably shouldn't say that.
No, okay, go ahead.
I don't know. I probably shouldn't say that.
Well, why did you...
She had her womb dusted.
What?
Madonna! You don't know this is the new thing going around Hollywood?
What does that mean?
Well, once you hit the age of 60, you know, you start to develop a couple of cobwebs up there, and a doctor goes in with a little feather duster, boom, boom.
And
there you go.
Is this for real?
I've had that done several times.
How old are you, Mrs. D?
I'd rather not say. I mean, what kind of question? How do you ask a woman such a thing?
Well,
public airways, no less.
Well, you're clearly older than 60, right?
I should report you to the FCC.
They have no jurisdiction here. This is
you
the internet.
Don't tell me what dick they have and don't have.
Whoa.
Listen to me.
So wait, what? Okay, let's go get back to the problem. What
womb
do you
dusting.
What is the process of a womb dusting?
First, the guys, they spread you out on the stirrups, right?
Uh-huh.
And the guy looks up your hoo-ha, and they check to see if there's any cleaning that needs to be done. See, me personally, I had it done once, but I don't really need it too often because I have a schwarzer come in once a week, and he takes care of everything.
What does that mean?
We'll figure it out!
I heard that the womb dusters, usually it's a little Filipino gentleman because they have very tiny hands. They could get... they work the...
Or struggle! So, let's recap. Schwarzes!
Yeah.
Good for womb dusting! Not so good for the president!
Terrible. Terrible, Mrs.
Ugh!
Terrible. You're going to get us thrown off Blog Talk Radio.
Thrown off? Thrown off of what?
This website that's hosted.
What website are we on?
Do you know what a website is?
Yes.
What is it?
That's like when you do the thing, you do the little eBay, and you go and buy something. Right?
It's not just eBay. There's more sites.
So
eBay,
like that, you do the Google. You look up the Google.
What do you mean you look up the Google?
You look up the Google.
How do you look up the Google?
I don't know. If you want something, you look it up, and you look up the Google, and it tells you.
How do you get to Google?
You go to the computer, and someone types it in for you.
Oh, you get Raul to do it?
Yeah, well, not him, because he don't write so good. He's on the run from the INS right now.
Oh, it's very brave.
I think he's with Nick somewhere.
It's very brave that you're broadcasting this information.
Listen, no one knows where the hell we are, so it's all right for now.
Well, we only have 3 minutes left. Any new?
No, I want you guys to wrap up the show. Me and Raul, he's gonna wheel my iron lung downstairs, and I'm gonna finish smoking this pack of Camels. Hold on.
Oh,
that's good.
Maybe you should consider quitting. Let's see.
Well, I've considered tapering down to Virginia Slims.
You ain't no Virginia Slim.
Thank you. Hey!
All right. That was Mrs. Divitelli.
Hi,
the news.
Roger.
Robert. It's Robert. She will unfortunately be back every week. Otherwise, we get kicked out of the Metal Injection Studios.
I got a question for you.
Sure, go ahead.
Are we going to really get kicked off for her racist rants?
I sure hope not. I think
you should really not condone that. Let them know that she's just...
Yeah, we definitely don't... the opinions expressed by Ms. Divitelli are definitely not those of Metal Injection.
She is just a loose cannon, man.
Yeah, I regret allowing her on the show. Oh.
Stop saying that. Whoa, what?
Said a British lady, give us a 2-minute warning.
Is there any way to not have that come over the air?
Just freak us out. Well, these 2 hours just flew by, guys, didn't they? If anybody wants to give us one last call to win a prize, this is your chance. We got a few CDs here. Give us a call. We'll give you the CD. We'll tell you what you won. And
all of them away.
Yeah, fuck it. Give us a call. You see the number then. 60 seconds. Oh.
60 seconds, you win about 1-2-7.
So don't forget, next week we're moving to an earlier time slot. We'll be on the air at 10 p.m., 10 to midnight, next Friday. It's the day after Christmas, so obviously you're not going to have any plans. So, and we're Jews, so we're definitely not going to have any plans. If you have Christmas plans and want to invite us over, we'll gladly come over. We like food and eating it, not necessarily cooking it. But we only have 20 seconds. Darren, anything you want to say to close out the show?
I apologize for Mrs. D.
And Sid, you've been a suitable replacement for Noah. Anything you want to get off your chest?
Well, I just hope next Noah that she sits on my lap when she does her. Like, I could stay in this seat, and she could take the seat, and I'll be her seat.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, goodbye.
To be her toilet seat.
My fucking throat hurts from laughing. I had to, like, look away.